Now we are seeing the Omkar, the simplest text. Page number 229. Apicha O Shravaya Iti Praisha Purvakam Ashravayanti Pratishravayanti. See, if you read the mantra, it's always better to read once the mantra.
Om iti Brahma, Om iti Jagam Sarvam, Om ityetad anukruti hasmava, Apyo shravayetya shravayanti.
Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada, he comments upon his third line. He said first Om, then anukruti he explained. Now he's saying shravaya, apyo shravaya, iti ashravayanti. He's commenting upon the third and next half.
Apyo shravayetya shravayanti.
That line he's commenting upon now. Api. Api means, literally means it's also. But here we should take it as moreover. So not only that, Om is used as expression of permission, also. So api means also, moreover. Cha and.
O Shravaya. O Shravaya.
See, Shravaya means may you recite the, may you make them listen. Make them listen. Means chant the mantras. To say that, recite the mantras. Or make the, see, Shrunoti listens. Shravayati is a causative verb. Shravaya is a, Shravayati is a causative verb. Make others listen. You listen means Shrunu. No, Shrunuta. Make others listen, Shravaya. So now here, the Agnidraha. Agnidraha is another name for the Brahma. He says, he tells the other priests, actually Yajurveda priest tells the other priest, O Shravaya, make you listen, hear the, make them hear, O Shravaya, whom Devan Shravaya, may you make the Devas listen to the mantras, so that they can come here, listen to the mantras, and they can accept oblations, that is the meaning, Shravaya. Even to say that, they say, Om. Iti praisha purvakam ashravayanti. So praisha purvakam is what now? Addressing. Praisha purvakam ashravayanti, make them hear the mantras. Pratishravayanti. So even the instruction is given to one priest, by one priest to another priest, saying Om. Make them listen to the mantras. Hear the mantras. That's all that means. Nothing much here. Okay, no. Now, page number 230. There's a Tikakara's notes. Homage has given on the end of the page 229. The Tikakara is called Ratna Prabhakaraha. Ratna Prabha, Tika. Ratna Prabha is a Tika. Okay, on this commentary. Tika is a commentary upon commentary. It's called a Tika. And the Tika Karaha means the author of the Tika. And it's called Ratna Prabha Tika. He explains thus. O Shravaya iti Mantragatena Omkarena Agnidra Sambodhana Purvakam Ityartha Taduktam Vedabhashe Mantra Gataha Omkaraha Agnidra Sambodhanartha. He Agnidra Devan Prati Havi Prada பிரதானாவசரம் ஸ்ராவய இதி மந்த்ரார்த்தஹ. பிரைஷ பூர்வக் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அட்டரிங் ஓம்காரஹ, saying ஓம்காரஹ ஃபர்ஸ்ட், அண்ட் தே கால் தி ஆக்னிதிரஹ, தி மெயின் பிரீஸ்ட். தென் ஆஷ்ராவயந்தி ஸ்ராவயந்தி தே சாந்த் தி மந்த்ராஸ் so that devas can hear, listen to the mantras. Okay, page number 230. Tatha om iti samani gayanti samagaha. It's a very simple section. Samagaha, the Samaveda priests also, samamantrani, they recite samamantras. They sing samamantras, first saying Om. Om iti uktva. First they say Om, then only they recite their samamantras. Similarly, shamsanti, Om shom iti, shastrani shamsanti, shastra shamsitaraha api. So, shastra shamsitaraha means, shastram means Rigveda mantra. Shastram means not weapon. Shastram here means Rigveda mantra. Shastra Samsita means the person who appreciates the Rigveda mantra. One who recites the Rigveda mantra, a Rigvedi priest, is called Shastra Samsita. Is the Rikaranta Shabda. Shamsitru Shabdaha. So Shastra Samsita Raha means Rigveda priests. Rigveda priests also, they recite the Shastrani, Rigveda mantras, saying Om and Shom. That's all, nothing much here. Okay, Swami says something more about the music. See, music, minimum we need seven swaras there. Sarigama Padani. Whereas in Veda mantras, we don't have seven swaras. But still we have some swaras, with that they sing. So it's sort of a singing, not exactly like classical Indian music singing. That is the meaning here. Okay, then Tatha in page number 231. Om Shom, sorry, Tatha Om iti Advaryuhu Pratigaram Pratigrinati. Om iti Advaryuhu Pratigaram Pratigrinati. Tatha, in the same way, similarly, as well, Om iti Advaryuhu Pratigaram Pratigranati. So here Advaryuhu is, who is Advaryuhu? Yajurveda priest. He also Pratigranati. Pratigranati means what? He actually utters. He utters how? Pratigaram Pratigranati. He also says Om. Om iti Pratigranati. He begins his recitation chanting with Omkaraha. So Pratigaraha means what? Yajurveda mantraha is also known as Pratigaraha. Pratigaram Pratigranati. Yajurveda priest, known as Advaryuhu, recites his mantra Pratigaram, his Yajurveda mantra, saying Om. Pratigaram means what? Yajurveda mantra. Shastram means what? Rigveda mantra.
That also told Pratigaram means permission.
Yeah. Pratigaram means permission also, because Pratigranati gives permission. Pratigaram here, in this context, Pratigaram Pratigranati, he gives permission to recite his mantra by saying Omkaraha. But here, Pratigaram Pratigranati means what? Specifically, the meaning is given. He recites his mantra saying Omkaraha. Pratigranati means recites. Okay? Also begins. Different meanings are there. See, Pratigranati means pronounces. Pratigrinati means what? Pronounces also. So Pratigaram Pratigrinati means he pronounces his mantra. Yajurveda mantra. Then next, Om iti Brahma Prasauti. See here, Prasauti, Om iti Brahma Prasauti. Who is Brahma? Brahma here is the Atharveda priest. Atharveda priest, the chief priest who knows all four Vedas, he says, Anujanati. See, Anujanati means gives permission, permits. But it also means what? How does he give permission? So he gives Prasauti. Prasauti Anujanati. There are two verbs. Prasauti means he instructs, he permits, he approves by saying Om. So whenever any doubt, question, query is from any other priest, the Brahma Yatharveda priest permits, instructs, okay, approves by saying Om during the performance of ritual. Page number 232. Om ittagnihotra manujanati. See, you are very lucky. They are simple portions. He only repeats the mantras. Om iti agnihotram anujanati. Om iti. In what? By uttering omkaraha. Any priest also, any priest who performs agnihotram, he gives permission for the performance of agnihotra ritual. Agnihotram anujanati. So here the word anujanati means what? Permits. The juhomi ityukte om ityeva anujyam prayachati. Juhomi means what now? Okay. Juhomi means I offer oblations. It is a simple present tense verb. I offer oblations. It means I shall offer oblations. I am going to offer oblations. So when, who says this, I am going to offer oblations? The priest. And the priest says, I am going to offer oblations. Om iti yukte, juhomi ityukte. Then yajamana, the person who gives dakshina, he, yajamana, he gives permission. To start the agnihotram, anujyam prayachati, om ityeva anujyam prayachati, om endru sollidan, avar anujyam seyhirar. He gives permission by saying om. Okay. And the same page 232, I'm reading the next paragraph. Om ityeva brahmanaha pravakshyan. Pravachanam karishyan. See, now you can. Brahmanaha pravakshyan. Pravachanam karishyan. Pravachanam karishyan means what? See, pravakshan will be talking. Pravaksham karishyan means what? Will be involved in the act of talking. But here, it means adyeshyamanaha. Adyeshyamanaha means what? The one who wants to study Veda. Adyeshyamanaha. Om ityeva. Om iti pratipadyate. Adhyetum ityartaha. So a Brahmin. Pravachanam karishyan means pravaktum ichan. Pravaktum ichan means what? Here pravachanam should not be literally taken as lecturing. Pravachanam literally means lecturing. Pravakshan will be lecturing. But here chanting. Okay. The person who is interested in learning to chant the Veda mantras. It's called Adyeshyamanaha. So with the desire to learn the Veda mantra, Vedic chanting, Pravachanam Karishan, Pravakshan is the mantra found in the word found in the mantra. Pravakshan means what? Pravachanam Karishan. Pravachanam Karishan means what? Adyeshyamanaha. All three words mean the same. Pravakshan is equal to Pravachanam Karishan. Pravachanam Karishan is equal to Adyeshyamanaha. Adyeshyamanaha means the one who wants to learn. One who is intending to learn. What does he want to learn? Veda, Vedic chanting. It is clear. Therefore, one who wants to learn the Vedic chanting, Om iti pratipadyate. He first says Om. He begins Om. Adyetum pratipadyate. He begins to learn chanting, saying Om. So now he Shankaracharya says, what does the word Brahma mean? Brahma, Vedam, Upapnavani. So let me attain Veda. Let me attain the knowledge of Vedic chanting. Upapnavani means what? Upapnuyam, Grahishyam, iti. Upapnuyam, Upapnavani, Grahishyam mean the same. So let me gain the Veda. Means let me gain the knowledge of the Veda. Saying, with intention, he says Om and he begins. As a result, he upapnoti eva Brahma. He certainly, definitely gains the knowledge of Vedic chanting. Brahma upapnoti eva. I already explained in the mantra class itself the same thing. Because Shankaracharya does not write exhaustive meaning commentary on these mantras. He just repeats them, says literal meaning of the words. Then 233. Athava Brahma Paramatmanam Upapnavani Iti Atmanam Pravakshyanne Prapaishyan Omityeva Aha. Suppose the word Brahma means Veda. You can take it other ways also. So Shankaracharya gives two meanings. What is the first meaning? The person who wants to learn the Veda mantra says, let me learn Veda. Okay, let me gain knowledge of Vedic chanting. Then he says, he also begins that with saying Omkaraha. He begins to learn saying Omkaraha first. As a result, he attains knowledge of the Veda. And the next meaning Shankaracharya gives, in page number 233, he says, so the person Paramatma, let me gain Paramatma. The word Brahma, if you take it as Paramatma, okay, you can take it as Brahma, as Veda. You can also take it as Paramatma. So let me gain Paramatma. Brahma Upapnavani, Paramatmanam Upapnavani. The next meaning is what? Let me attain Brahma, Paramatma. Means let me attain the knowledge of Paramatma. Iti Atmanam. So with an intention, with the desire to attain the knowledge of self, self-knowledge, Atmanam Pravakshyanne, Atmanam Prapaishyanne, means what? With a desire to gain the knowledge of the self, Om Ityeva Aha. This person also says Om. So whether you want to attain self-knowledge, you have to say Om first. To begin your study. Whether you want to learn the chanting of Vedas, then also you have to start the chanting with saying Omkaraha. That is what a Vedic student does, a Brahma Jignyasu also does. Sahacha Tena Omkarena Brahma Prapno Tyeva. Tena Omkarena means what? By uttering that Omkaraha, this person definitely attains the knowledge of Brahma. So when a person utters Omkaraha before he begins anything with the Shraddha, definitely that utterance of Omkaraha never goes waste. Blesses that person with the fulfillment of whatever he wants to attain. Whether he wants to learn the Vedic chanting, Veda Adhyayanam, or whether he wants to understand the meaning of the mantras of the Veda, as a result, whether he wants to even understand Brahmatma, one's own self, even then he begins his pursuit of study of anything with the Omkaraha. As a result, he definitely attains whatever he wants to attain. That is the what implied here in 233. Last line of this Anuvakaha. Omkara Purva Pravruttanam Kriyanam Palavatvam Yasmat Tasmat Omkaram Brahma Ityupasita Iti Vakyartaha. So here Shankaracharya concludes saying, Omkara Purva Pravruttanam Kriyanam Palavatvam Asti. Palavatvam means what? If all the actions, mundane activities, or mainly here, Kriyana means what? All the rituals, the Vaidika Karmani, or the mundane activities, all the activities have the status of being fruitful. Fruitful means they all fruitful. All the rituals performed become fruitful. Mean what? They definitely reproduce the palam. When, if they are begun with the utterance of Omkaraha. A ritual performed, okay, with the prior utterance of Omkaraha. Is it what? Omkara Purva Pravruttaha Pravrutta Kriya. Omkara Purva Pravrutta Kriya means a ritual begun with an utterance, prior utterance of Omkaraha. A ritual pravrutta means begin. A ritual begin with the prior utterance of Omkaraha. All the rituals begin with the utterance of Omkaraha. Have the results. Palavatvam, definitely they have the results. I mean they are fruitful, they are effective. They do produce the result. Due to that reason, what does it mean? Omkara is very effective. Therefore, Omkaram Brahma iti upasita. The Omkara is that glorious. Therefore, may you invoke Hiranyagarbha upon Omkaraha. May you invoke Omkara as Bhagavan, the whole. Omkaraha Brahma, Omkara is Brahman iti upasita. May see Omkara as Brahma. I invoke Brahma upon Omkaraha. Visualize Omkara as Brahma. So that you can enjoy the benefit of practicing this meditation. Omkaraha is definitely Brahma. Therefore, may you practice. Even people who begin their any ritual, any karma, begin with an utterance of Omkaraha, becomes very effective, fruitful. Iti Ashtama Anuvaka Bhashyam. This is the comment upon the 8th section. In page number 234, this Swamiji mentions about Omkaraha and Atha Shabda. Every time we chant Bhagavad Gita or any chapter, Atha Prathamo Dhyayaha, Atha Dvitiyo Dhyayaha, Atha Tritiyo Dhyayaha, you say that. Atha literally means then. This Atha also, always we begin anything with Atha. So in Shastram, Omkaraha is an auspicious utterance because it sounds symbol of the Lord. So also Atha also is taken to be an auspicious utterance. It is not as auspicious as Omkaraha. So Swamiji quotes one line from Omkaras Chata Shabdascha Dvavimo Brahmanah Pura Kantham Bhitva Vinirjatav Tasman Mangalika Vubhav. Page number 234, last line. You can see a small line. Omkaras Chata Shabdascha. Omkaraha and Atha Shabdaha. Omkaraha as well as Atha. The expression Atha. Dvavimau, dvau imau, these both, imau these, ubau both, okay, dvau imau, these two, dvau means two, imau means these two means what, omkara and atha shabdaha, atha, the expression atha and omkaraha, these two, pura before, vinirjatav, they came into existence. Vinirjato, they emerged. They emerged from where? Kantam bitva, breaking the throat. These both emerged, breaking the throat of Brahma. Brahmanaha kantam bitva vinirjato. They both emerged out, breaking Brahma's throat. Tasmat, therefore, mangalika vubhav. Mangalikau ubhav. These both are auspicious. Mangalikau means what? Mangalikaha. Auspicious. Mangalikau. Both are auspicious. Why they both are auspicious? Because they emerged from Brahma's mouth. So, that's why kantam bittam, don't think that breaking open the throat. Means through the Brahma's throat, through Brahma's mouth, breaking means what? Brahma was keeping his mouth closed. So through the Brahma's throat, he came out of Brahma's mouth. These through two sounds. So kantam bhitva vinirjatav etav, these two. These two what? Omkaraha atashabdaha. Therefore, mangalikav, they are said to be auspicious. And Swamiji also mentions, in the context of talking about Omkara as an auspicious utterance, he also brings to notice the Atashabdaha being an auspicious utterance. Even Brahma Sutra, first of the Brahma Sutra is what? Athato Brahma Jignyasa. Also Karmakanda, also Jaimini Uttamasa begins with what? Athato Dharma Jignyasa. Two Brahma Sutra and Karma Sutra. Karma Sutra, Brahma Sutra. Okay. Jaimini's Mimamsa Sutrani also begin with an expression Atha. Athato Dharma Jignyasa. There. In Vyasa's Brahma Sutras, Athato Brahma Jignyasa. The first sutram begins with an expression Atha. Therefore, why it begins Atha? Because Atha also came into existence from Brahma's mouth like Om. Therefore, they both are Mangalikav, auspicious utterances. It is not part of the Upasanam. Just for information, Swamiji adds. You know, sometimes he talks so much like that. So much information we'll get. This is that particular occasion he mentioned it. So you got it. Is it clear? When we were young, we were asked to memorize these mantras. Omkaras chatha shabdascha dvavimau brahmanah pura kantham bhitva vinirjatav tasman mangalika vubhav. What is the prose order? Dvau imau omkaraha cha atha shabdaha cha brahmanaha kantam bhitva pura vinirjato tasmate tau ubhau, they both tau ubhau mangalikau. Okay, finished. Successfully, we have finished all five meditations discussed in the Sikshavalli. As I told, we are not expected to practice these meditations. They are meant for the proper students of Veda. But still, Swamiji wants us to understand the significance of meditation and what exactly meditation is. It is important to understand the meditation, concept of meditation, so that we can see the same spirit is behind the form of meditation what we have now also. See, our worship, our prayer, where we involve Bhagavan, that also is based on this same concept. The same spirit behind the present day meditation in terms of worship and prayer is also the same. Form is different, spirit is the same. Which means everything is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the whole. All that is here is only Bhagavan. When you look at the truth being manifest as the whole, we give it the name given to truth is the Lord, Ishvara. The Lord, the God, Ishvara is a qualification attributed to the reality which is manifest in the form of the universe. But here, so everything in this universe is Ishvara. Ishvara is not anything, everything is Ishvara. So it is difficult for the mind to comprehend Ishvara. Therefore, any given thing in the universe is taken as an alambanam to invoke Ishvara. So when we take a given thing and see, invoke Ishvara upon the given object, whether it is a pratima or pratikam, is based on the fact that already that object is Ishvara. But you do not know that. So visualizing Ishvara upon a given object is meditation. It is based on the fact definitely that object is already Ishvara. It helps us to understand what is the benefit of meditation, practicing meditation or understanding the meditation. First benefit is we develop great reverence for everything in this creation. We will be able to see every life as being as significant as our life. Then attitude towards everything will change. The attitude towards everything else will be different. The reverential attitude will be there. We'll see every other life being as significant as our own life. And then the narrow-mindedness will resolve. There'll be wide, there's expansion of our mind. It's called manovikasaha. Will be possible. In the long run, it'll contribute for mental purification, mental steadiness. This is the benefit of meditation. And if any meditation practiced for the given specific result, it is called sakama upasanam. A sakama upasanam definitely will bless a person with the result, and that result will be definitely time-bound result. It can be accomplishment of anything here in this world, or even the highest benefit a person can accomplish as a result of practicing meditation is going to the heaven, being on with Brahmaji. This is the highest benefit. Even then, there is no moksha possible, because meditation is a mental activity practiced before the attainment of knowledge in order to prepare the mind for knowledge. Therefore, meditation happens to be a mental activity. It does not remove ignorance. So, therefore, unless and until ignorance is removed, there is no moksha possible. Therefore, meditation is not a means of attainment of moksha. Then what is the means of benefit of meditation? It will contribute for manovikasaha, expansion of the mind, reverential attitude towards everything in life, and mental purification, mental steadiness. It will calm the mind. This is the benefit. And if a person practices it as nishkama upasanam, means without having interest in this meditation result, having moksha as the ultimate goal, having knowledge of the reality as the ultimate goal, if a person practices this meditation, only for mental purification and steadiness. Definitely, the person is blessed with mental purification steadiness. He becomes qualified for jnanam. Which means, meditation practiced becomes a yogaha, karma yogaha. When the meditation also becomes a preparatory discipline, it is called upasana yogaha. Upasanam becomes yoga. Meditation becomes a preparatory discipline only if it is practiced as a nishkama upasanam, which means having moksha and jnanam as the ultimate goal. Without being attached to the result of meditation, if a person practices meditation to prepare his mind for jnanam, that meditation is called nishkama upasanam. Okay, nishkama upasanam. Therefore, it will definitely bless the person with preparation. It is called upasana yogaha. If it is sakama upasanam, it becomes only upasanam. Does not become a preparatory discipline. With this, now we have to move on to the ninth section.